Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18 to 20. Ephesians 6, 18 to 20. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. My theme for reflection is prayer, the battle behind the battle. Prayer, the battle behind the battle. They say that in every army, the real strength lies not just in its weapons, but in its communication. No matter how well equipped a soldier might be, if he is cut off from command, disaster is close. And if we are honest, many of us in the church have an impressive spiritual toolkit, the armor of God polished and ready, but we have forgotten to keep the lines open. Paul ends his teaching on spiritual warfare not with a weapon in hand, but with a plea on his lips, praying at all times in the Spirit. Paul's emphasis on prayer here is not an add-on or footnote, it is a lifeline. As theologian John Owen wrote, what an individual is in secret on his knees before God, that he is and no more. These words from Ephesians 6 remind us that the fiercest battles are fought in prayer long before they are ever seen in action. Paul first calls us to non-stop prayer. Praying at all times in the Spirit does not mean walking around with our eyes closed and hands folded. It means a constant posture of dependence, communion, and responsiveness to God's presence. Prayer is not limited to certain hours or sacred spaces. In Christ, every moment is an invitation to come boldly to the throne of grace. In traffic, in temptation, in sorrow, or in celebration, pray. This kind of prayer becomes not just something we do, but a way we live. And it is sustained, Paul says, by the Spirit, not by our own eloquence or effort. Praying in the Spirit is not about conjuring spiritual feelings. It is about aligning our hearts with God's heart, submitting our desires, listening to his prompting, and allowing the Spirit to shape both our words and our silence. But how do we persevere in this kind of praying? The answer lies in Paul's next instruction, with all perseverance making supplication for all the saints. Spiritual warfare is not merely about resisting evil. It is about lifting one another up. The war is communal, and so must be our prayer. The phrase, all the saints, is humbling. It means that prayer must stretch beyond our own small circles. We pray for believers across the street and across the globe, for those suffering, for those celebrating, for the tired, the tempted, and the bold witnesses of Christ in every place. And then Paul makes it personal, and also for me. Even Paul, the great apostle, the ambassador in chains, did not outgrow his need for prayer. He does not ask for comfort, but for courage, that he may declare the gospel boldly. This is the true mark of spiritual maturity, a deep awareness of our dependence on God, and a willingness to ask others for help. In a world that often prizes self-sufficiency, Paul's humility is itself a form of boldness. There is a divine irony here. Paul is in chains, yet asking for boldness to proclaim the message of freedom. It is a reminder that spiritual strength does not depend on physical circumstances. In fact, sometimes our limitations are the very platform for God's power to shine through. As Carbath said, to clasp the hands in prayer is the beginning of an uprising against the disorder of the world. This is not decorative spirituality. This is wartime communication. This is where strongholds are torn down, where courage is kindled, and where the gospel is loosed into the world with power. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life have you been fighting battles without prayerful communication with God? Number two, who are the saints you can be interceding for today, those near you and those far? And now our practical exercise. Set a timer for 3 5-minute intervals today, morning, midday, and evening. Each time, pause and pray specifically for someone else. Pray even for me, who speaks to you every morning, asking for boldness, protection, or spiritual encouragement. Let this become a rhythm of intercession that deepens over time. Lord God, our commander and our comforter, thank you for giving us access to your throne through Christ. Teach us to pray not just in moments of crisis, but in every moment in the Spirit. Keep us alert, humble, and faithful in lifting our brothers and sisters. Give boldness to those who speak your word, strength to those who suffer for your name, and perseverance to those who feel weak. Make us a people of prayer, for we know the battle is yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.